by the way. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and welcome to summer. I know it's hard to think of it that way, but that's how we're going to think about it now because the students are gone, so I get to go over if I choose to do so. And tonight, I choose to do so. Not a lot. Settle down. Don't worry. Not going to keep you up too late. Just recline and keep on going here. Anyway, the penultimate radio obituary is for Joe Terranova, also known as Joe Terry, founding member of the early rock and doo-wop group Danny and the Juniors. Don't get confused. We did just have a radio obituary within the past couple of weeks for David White from Danny and the Juniors as well. But Joe Terry was also one of the founding members, also wrote a few other songs for other bands. He originally sang baritone in Danny and the Juniors, but he took over after as lead vocalist after Danny Rapp passed away later on. Joe Terry, Terranova, just passed away at 78. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You must be some kind of nut.
Some kind of nut.
I just don't know what to do.
Some kind of nut.
You act just like you were crazy.
Some kind of nut.
Every time I try to hold you.
Some kind of nut.
Can't understand why you would kiss. You must be some kind of nut.
Some kind of nut.
We parked real late.
ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Doris Day, Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, American actress, singer, and animal welfare activist. I'm not going to go too deep into her history because of the fact that everybody's been talking about it all week long. I will, though, instead recall the connection of Doris Day to Belinda. That's me. It's a very light connection, but we're going to go for it anyway. So the for part of my college years, I went to a college that had a portion of its program in an old high school, Our Lady of Angels, in Cincinnati, Ohio, which happened to be the high school that Doris Day went to. And yes, they did assign lockers at this college. If you wanted one, you didn't have to have one. But I said, hey, do you know which locker was Doris Day's? And they said, let's see if we can find out. And they went and found out and gave me that locker. So I had Doris Day's locker in college. That is my Doris Day connection. Doris Day just passed away at 97. It's the ultimate radio obituary. I can't believe Athena already went to bed. The ultimate radio obituary for Doris Day right here. I'm not going to say a word. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sunday best, your Sunday best. Oh, Freddy, look in the Easter bunny's nest.
The bunny's nest, get ready. I've got to get you up and dressed.
But he doesn't hear a word I say. There doesn't seem to be a way to get him up and dressed today.
He heard the cock-a-doodle-doo of every rooster and the clock-a-doodle-doo. They're always waking up the stock-a-doodle-doo, but Freddy doesn't bat an eye.
Waking up is such a terrible shock.
A doodle-doo, he must be sleeping like a rock-a-doodle-doo. I'm gonna give another knock-a-doodle-doo and try to make the feathers fly.
Put on your shirt, put on your pants. You better get dressed, I'll give you one more chance. Put on your shoes, put on your hat.
I tore a pony cat.
Wash your hands and wash your face and part your hair the proper place.
Wash wherever dirt appears and don't forget behind your ears.
Get your shirt and get your pants, you haven't got another chance.
Get your coat and get your hat and get your blue and white cravat.
Brush your teeth and shine your shoes and hurry, there's no time to lose.
If you dawdle, I'm afraid you're gonna miss the big parade.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Thank you. whitney whitney, oink oink.
This little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home. But this little piggy was a boogie woogie piggy, and he boogie woogied all the way home. This little piggy had roast beef, this little piggy had none. But this little piggy was a boogie woogie piggy, and he did the Lindy all the way home. Piggly wiggy piggy,
oink, oink.
Boogily woogie boogie,
oink, oink, oink.
The boogily woogily piggly with the oink oink. This little piggy dug to beat, this piggy thought that false was divine. But this little piggy was a happy little piggy, and he boogie woogied all of the time.
A full-time man, a part-time job will do.
I want a full-time job, being close to you, making all your dreams come true.
But if your heart don't throb about a full-time job, a part-time job will do.
You wouldn't have to pay me a nickel or a dime,
as long as you would let
do
me
what?
Give myself a little bit of crazy overtime.
I want a full-time job, holding hands with you. I think you'd kinda like it too.
Don't need a part-time job, I want a full-time job, but a part-time job will do. I want a full-time job, making love to you.
I'll do anything you want me to.
But if you have no plan to use a full-time man,
a part-time job will do.
I want a full-time job, being close to you,
making all your dreams come true.
But if your heart don't throb about a full-time job,
a part-time job will do. You wouldn't have to pay me a nickel or a dime.
Well, baby, if you'd let me, then I know you won't forget me. And it isn't any crime to have a gratis overtime.
I want a full-time job, holding hands with you. I think you'd kinda like it too.
Don't need a part-time job, I want a full-time job, but a part-time job will do.
There wouldn't be no point in living, and I know we'll be forgiven. It's a full-time job with you.
We'll be right back.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank and nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Doris Day. I had no idea how I was going to pull this one down into something manageable, but I did. And I'm very pleased about it. But one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And of course, let's back that up. I will not be here next week for the Memorial Day weekend. But if the station is back on the air after the Tufts electrical shutdown that happens every year on Memorial Day weekend, then Not Belinda, Chuck Yu is going to be here, and he's going to take care of you next week. So I'll be back here in 2 weeks. Potentially Not Belinda, Chuck Yu will be here next week, but we're going to hang out all the time over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you've been a lovely audience tonight. Like I said, one final tune to go out on, then the WMFO Freeform Automatron, and we will talk to you online while you're listening all week long, I hope, to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
My baby kissed me goodnight, and I am glad to relate that by the time I got home, was feeling great. I climbed up the door and opened the stairs, said my pajamas and put on my prayers, turned off the bed and crawled into the light, and all because you kissed me good night. Next morning I woke and scrambled my shoes, shined up an egg, then I toasted the news. I buttered my tie and took another bite, and all because you kissed me good night. By evening I felt normal, so we went out again. You said good night and kissed me. I hurried home, and then I climbed up the door and opened the stairs, said my pajamas and put on my prayers, turned off the bed and crawled into the light, and all because you kissed me good night. That's exactly what happened the night before last, darling. Now wait till I tell you what happened last night. I powdered my hair and pinned up my nose, hung up the bath, and I turned on my clothes, put out the clock, and wound the cat up tight, and all because you kissed me good night. I ran up the shade and pulled down the stair, curled up the rug, and I vacuumed my hair. I just couldn't tell my left foot from my right, and all because you kissed me good night. By evening went out again. You said good night and kissed me. I hurried home, and then I lifted the preacher, called up the phone, spoke to the dog, and I threw my maw a bone. 'Twas midnight, and yet the sun was shining bright, and all because you kissed me. Good night.
All I gotta do is climb a ladder to you, climb a ladder, climb a ladder. Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There was a man, he stood alone. Clutching in his hands a wailing trombone. Too many fans, he was the best. Through the many years he passed all the tests. Yes, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Well, nobody else, Lord, he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Well, who can forget the man in the street with the scatter lights, a musical treat? Who can forget this music complete? The many fans who rock to the beat. Yes, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Well, nobody else, Lord, he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Go you! This pulsating beat and the fun we had with music complete. Sing it now. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else thought he stood alone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Was the man with the big trombone. Oh, Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Dan Drummond was the man with the big trombone.
Paradise Live.
Treat me like you did the night before. Yes.
Thank you. Good night. Once again, you can dance if you want to.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Thank you.
church bell toll. Have you ever heard that church bell toll? Have you ever heard that church bell toll? One kind favor I'll ask of you. One kind favor I'll ask of you. One kind favor I'll ask of you. Just to see that my grave is kept clean.
Listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hold my breath, hold my breath.